right here, right now is the best day ever. Yes. Woo! Good morning. I'm Valerie Reeves. I am spiritual director here, and it is Palm Sunday. Woo! Yeah. So what does that mean to us? Thank you for asking. And it's so funny because I have more notes than I've ever had before. It's like, oh my God, what does that really mean to us? Because before I didn't really care, but now I do. Many Christian faiths celebrate this, and it's like, why? Now, in metaphysics, in New Thought, most of the New Thought teachings, we look at the Bible as wonderful fables, wonderful stories, wonderful metaphors, that everyone in the Bible is a character, like us, like we're the character, and everyone else is coming forth to present opportunities for growth. Yay, more growth experiences. That's always good. And it's interesting to me because taking it literal would just, it doesn't make any sense at all. And it's interesting how the stories, if we go back and look at them, how they can give us a great message, because many of these stories were stories that were handed down from generation to generation before they were actually put in written word. And just like any great story, we embellish, yes? And we add to, and it's grand and great and amazing. So different philosophies, some view palms, because it is Palm Sunday, as something that you would use for a martyr, and others use it as the palm of victory. So it's interesting because Jesus came into Jerusalem after telling stories all over the world, and people are like, oh yeah, we got to listen to this great guy. And they're laying down palms. And instead of riding in on a high horse, like, you know, war going to be above everything, it's more of a humble. Donkeys tend to be more stable. So coming in stability, in peace, in harmony, in a humbleness. I'm coming forward. And the people that were victorious were probably the same people that were saying, kill him the next week. So interesting stories, right? So here's what I got from this. That, of course, something wonderful is happening when we look beyond appearances. If we look beyond appearances, something wonderful is happening. When we lack discord, negativity, etc., it's incumbent upon us to look with spiritual eyes. And that was the great lesson of Jesus, is looking beyond the human experience, the human actions, but looking to the spiritual experience, looking deeper. What if we really believed in our souls that we only bring forth that which helps our path and our spiritual growth? What if we believed that everything is happening for our highest and best? And sometimes we may look at our life and say, I can't even see the good in that, right? I mean, I've had stuff go on. It's like, there is no good that's going to happen out of this. And yet, if we keep that direction, that something wonderful is always happening regardless of the human experience here, that something in my spirit is drawing me to a deeper place. So we can get excited about stuff, or we can just say, oh, crap. You know what? This isn't cool. Or we can get excited and say, you know what? Something wonderful is happening regardless of any other appearances. A crucifixion comes before our ascension. And crucifixion can be a loss, a death, a change in relationship, etc. It's not the end. It's just the beginning. So my talk title actually today is The Science of the Absolute. Although being Palm Sunday, I'd really like to call it more, make it a triumphant entrance. And wouldn't that be great if we're making a triumphant entrance everywhere we go? It's like, you know what? Everything is laid out here for me. Spirit is guiding and directing me, and I'm coming through this door humbled yet confident that everything is in divine alignment. Because everything's in divine alignment, regardless of what appearances are. And sometimes we put ourselves through stuff. It's like, wow, if we knew better, if we loved ourselves more, maybe we wouldn't make our paths so crazy, right? I've had some crazy parts of my life. So the science of absolute, which we could actually say the science of spirit, the science of God, the science of universe, what is the absolute? By definition, it is the unconditioned, that which nothing can limit, that which forever transcends any conceivable limitation and determination. It's the self-existent, unconditioned perfection. It's the base of who we are. So when we get into these places where it's like, oh man, everybody's loving me today and they're not loving me tomorrow, it doesn't really matter. It's like the stories that come about. Everyone is a character. Every place is a state of consciousness. So if we want to raise up our consciousness, seeing things from a spiritual space, rather than, oh my God, the human condition. Because sometimes it is, oh my God, the human condition, right? Yet, let's change that. Oh my God, the human condition, woo! Or, oh my spirit. I know some people put down the word God. And that's okay. Dr. Holmes, in his articles, so Ernest Holmes is the founder of this teaching. He studied all different philosophies, different books, the Buddhist, the Bible, all the different religions, and came together with this wonderful philosophy that just makes so much sense to me. It's like, of course, if we plant seeds, we're going to grow that which we're planting. Of course. And the more we focus on something, the more that tends to expand. So if we're seeing it from this viewpoint or from this viewpoint, if we're down in the muck with everything, then it can be a little more challenging to see the divinity inside of ourselves. So one of my favorite books, which is the book of the month this month, is Love and Law, because it talks about the basic principles of science of mind and the basic principle of love. And if we come from love with everything, then it really transcends us to another place, that people are just acting out to the best of their ability, and that is their story and their world, and I do not have to let it affect me. Yet, sometimes we jump into other people's drama. Anybody ever do that? Jump into other people's drama? So the more we can step away from other people's drama, it's like, back away from the drama. Step into spirit and divinity and love and peace. And love yourself through the process. And for me, meditation is one of the best things. Just taking a little bit of time, at least 10 minutes every day, and if I don't have 10, then let me take 5. And if my mind is so busy, talking, and I can't shut that off to just breathing in, I calm my body, exhale, I smile. If I need to go to the om, 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 let me just focus on the sound that will transcend me to another space instead of the busy monkey mind chatter that takes me down roads that may not be my highest and best, that takes me takes me down stories that are not probably the best. You know, if you look at some of the stories in the Bible, it's like, okay, how does that relate to me? Well, if I was of Christ consciousness, and we can think of Jesus coming in as Christ consciousness, coming in as love, coming in as spirit, already knowing that the path ahead, what's going to be happening. I already know these things are going to be happening because he was so plugged in. And the more we tune in to that inner knower that's guiding and directing, the more we really see the path unfolding. The more we take time to go within to that space inside of us, that quiet space, instead of being of the world. So Dr. Holmes writes this in his article, An Experiment in Faith. The greatest adventure in life would be an experiment with ourselves to see what we could do with this thing that is within us. It's an experiment of self-discovery, and this self-discovery will lead to changes in your consciousness, the manifestations of higher and higher concepts, using spiritual practices such as affirmation, prayer, treatment, meditation, taking that time to really tune in and focus on the divinity, because of course what we focus on expands, so focusing on the divinity, the beauty, the bliss of who we are. So making a triumphant entrance. I was reading a bunch about Easter. Somebody had told me that it takes 10,000 pecks for a chick to get out of an egg. And so it's like the breaking through to the new life. And sometimes we have to have a breakdown to break through, not always. And maybe it's just a little breakdown. down to break through. It doesn't have to be so crazy, but everything could be a breakthrough, even just breaking through the door, coming in, if we want to call it that, or stepping into a place that's unfamiliar, where we get to really live life. What kind of lives are we living? Are we staying in our little comfort zone, or are we stepping out and allowing ourselves to dream the dreams? Because many times, any of you ever have a dream or an idea that you talked yourself out of? Anybody ever do that? Sometimes we talk ourselves out of stuff. Yeah. There's been a lot of things I've talked myself out of, and then I had somebody else talking me into it. It's like, no, no, go ahead, really, it's okay. It's like when I decided I was going to go into tumbling class at 55, which is where I am now. And I'm like, I'm going to be the oldest in the class. And my son's like, who cares? So what? It's like, all right, I'll go in there. Kids are flipping all over. And it's like, I'll do my cartwheel. Somersault makes me a little dizzy, but it's okay. So one of these days I'll come, I'll tumble for you all, okay? But we can really talk ourselves out of it because I'm too old or I don't know how or I've never been there yet. It's scary. There might be people that don't like me. And that's where we can just lay down. Instead of palms, I'll take rose petals and just know that, hey, I'm just walking in here. And it's okay. It doesn't matter if you all are 12. I'm here and I'm going to have a good time. And so be it, right? So allowing ourselves to not hold ourselves back, but to step in, jump in, play full out, because how fun is that? And then you get to know more people, and then you get to hear the 12-year-old gossip. It's like, oh, this is cool. Tell me more. Although I do like to work with respectful communication, so making sure that they know if they have an issue with me, say it to me directly. I actually worked for a company where we had to sign a contract when we first started that said, I will not talk about anyone else unless they're present. If I'm caught talking about anyone else and they are not present, I will be terminated. How cool is that? Yeah! But what it created was probably the most professional environment I've ever worked in because we were all trained in mediation. If I have an issue with someone, go directly to them. Because if I come to somebody else and I tell them what the issue is, it's like we're just starting gossip and we're just having this, you know, oh, well, you know what she said and you know what she said, rather than going directly. And that can be making a triumphant entrance as one professional to another. Here's what I've noticed. Let me have this conversation with the person directly instead of starting gossip over here. Why not go directly to the source? What a concept. And yet, the human condition is kind of given up to a lot of gossip shows and, oh, you know what she said and you know what he did, instead of going directly. Well, if I'm coming from love, and knowing that everyone in my experience is a character, an expression of me, then why don't I just have a love relationship with them, everyone, and have a conversation from the heart, from love, from peace, and communication. And sometimes I think I'm really good at communication, and then I realize, oh, I forgot to tell you that. It was in my head. Didn't you hear it? It was so loud. I thought you heard it. Anybody else do that? Didn't you? It was so loud. I just thought it was out there. So people come and go. Circumstances and situations change. The only constant in your life is you. Ah, yay. And your life is an expression of just one thing, your own consciousness. Your own consciousness. Because some people are just living high and some people are living low. And the only difference is our consciousness and what we allow for ourselves. So I say today, this is like the beginning of a new day, opening up. And I would even create a ritual. I encourage you to do that. It's going to be my mission to you. That as you walk out these doors, that it is new beginnings because it's spring. It's new life. Things are budding. Things are blooming. Things are blossoming, and that can be happening to each one of us, where we get to love ourselves to the next level, that I love myself enough that I'm not going to tolerate poverty, that I love myself enough that I'm not going to tolerate a bunch of gossip in my world, that I'm going to love myself and be the example of givingness, the example of seeing the divinity and the givingness of everything happening there, to be that space of, I am so blessed because everything that has happened in my life has led me to this point right here, right now, and just stay in that blessing. And it's really easy to get on that, yeah, but. And instead, let go of the yeah, buts. yeah, but. That doesn't work. but letting go of those and stepping into that, I am so blessed, and getting into the gratitude. Here's what I have to be grateful for. And then the next moment, because starting here, starting right now in this moment, anchoring in this moment, I have so much to be blessed for. I tell you what, you people in California, I grew up in Nebraska. We'd still get snowstorms about this time. Got sunshine. So much stuff happening out here. The ocean. So many things to be grateful for. And yet in Nebraska, they have a lot to be grateful for too. Anywhere we are, we have a lot to be grateful for. So getting into that place of gratitude and amazement of the divinity of the I am. Because if you handled yourself like this precious, amazing diamond, oh, how wonderful life would be if everybody handled themselves that way. And then we see characters in our life that are acting out, and it's like, all right, what reflection of that is me? What reflection of that is me? And we can go into denial and say, that is no expression of me. I don't even know about that. Yet in the collective consciousness, there's only one. So if we're seeing it, then it's somewhere prevalent in us. So sometimes I'm saying, all right, universe, clean that up in me. Anything that's supporting that, clean that up in me. And then there are some things that are like a catalyst to move us to another. The pain pushes until the vision pulls. Have you ever noticed that? We will work harder to stay away from pain than we will to get to the vision. Oh, the vision's over there, but it's kind of comfortable here, so I'll just stay here. Until it gets painful enough. And sometimes I believe that there is that part inside of us that wants to make it painful enough because I'm not moving myself. So let me make it painful enough here by right of my own consciousness, my own creation, so that I can move forward. Because I'm not doing, I'm just sitting here. So sometimes we create a little drama, a little craziness to move us in another direction, to get us going. Because we're here to live and to express and to play and to have fun. And if we're not doing that, there's something inside of us that's not happy with that. It's like, love yourself a little more. And you're like, oh, no, I'm good right here. Love yourself a little more. Oh, I'm good, I'm comfortable. It's all good. Until it gets painful enough. And then it's like, all right, dang it. Got to bottom out before I move forward. It doesn't have to be like that. We can decide right here is a new day. It's spring. That we are breaking that shell. Breaking through to new life, to allow that new life to unfold and creating it. Pow, yeah, I like that. It's like, phew, let me just create it and allow it and know that my path is adorned with rose petals or red carpet or whatever you choose. And that I'm making a triumphant entrance everywhere I go, that I'm coming in with my whole spirit, my whole heart, my whole love, my whole peace, that I'm putting down everything else. Any other stories, and creating that new story. The triumphant comes, making the triumphant entrance, and this is the lesson of Palm Sunday that I want to leave you with. The triumphant comes in realizing that we have precipitated a crisis for the primary purpose of allowing something within us to come into expression. Something within us, like Lazarus, has to all intents and purposes been dead to until it has been called forth in our own Christ consciousness. Remember always that life is your show. Life is your show. You're the author. You're the director. You're the writer. You're the creator. You're the experiencer. And so like any good show, you want a triumphant entrance. It's like, and let me love myself up. Even if I'm walking into a room that I don't know anything about, even if there's going to be 12-year-olds and they're judging me, regardless of what it is, let me just go in. And even if I fall flat on my face, I did it. And then giving yourselves the pat on the back, it's like, you know what? I did that. Good, bad, or indifferent, I did that. Because life is here. Sing, dance, play, love yourself and that divinity of who you are and the uniqueness. Because we're all different. We're all unique. Comparing ourselves to anyone else does not do us any good at all. They're that way. I'm this way. Awesome. And then we get to treat ourselves like that awesome, cool, interesting, different, intricate kind of person. I realized a long time ago with my children that it's really easy for me to put them on a pedestal and do things for them. And it's like, but what am I doing for myself? And not in a selfish way that, oh, I should just be doing stuff for myself. But it's like, I've given them so much love. And now fly, little birdies, fly, while I continue to live my life and roll out my carpet. I'm just throwing this out there because I'm kind of excited. So on Mother's Day, my oldest son has agreed to speak with me. we will do a little dual thing here. He did it with me once before up in Apple Valley, and it was fun and amazing, and he is full of energy. So loving ourselves to the next level, like we would love other people, like our children, like people that we just adore. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to know that your path is laid out, that you are making a triumphant entrance, and that today is a new beginning, that you put all those other stories behind you, step away from them, and step into the divinity of the I am, that you are, that we are brilliantly. So let's go inside our heart of hearts, closing our eyes to any distractions.